Okay, the second half, so to speak, of the shiur on Maseches Nedarim Thursday night. We're gonna have to stop in the middle. In Maseches Shavuos, there's a machlokas in the Gemara as follows. The first Mandi Yomer in the Gemara holds, this is on Chof Amid Beis. The first Mandi Yomer holds that Bal Yachel, well, it doesn't say Beferish about Bal Yachel. It says, what's the difference between Shvuah Sheker and Shvuah Shav? Shvuah Shav means a Shvuah taken in vain, and Shvuah Sheker means a lie, it's false. So there's two Mandi Yomer in the Gemara. The first Mandi Yomer, Rav Dimi, holds that a Shvuah about the future is Sheker, and a Shvuah about the past is Shav. What does that mean? It means the Gemara holds that when you make a Shvuah, I will eat something and you don't eat it, or I won't eat something and you do eat it, you violate a Shvuah about the future, it's a Shvuah Sheker. That's Sheker. Whether you're either Bal Yachel or not is not clear in the Gemara. There would be an implication that you're not over Bal Yachel. You'll see why in a moment. Because the next Mandi Yomer says you're over Bal Yachel. And the implication is that according to this Mandi Yomer, you're not over Bal Yachel. The Rambam says you are over Bal Yachel, even though he passes apparently like this Mandi Yomer. So the Gemara doesn't talk about it explicitly, whether you are or you're not over Bal Yachel. But the Chiddush of this Mandi Yomer is, and this is why I'm bringing it up for a reason, is that for a Shvuah's Bitui, as it's called, Le'osid, I will eat, I won't eat, right? It's Sheker. Shav is when you talk about the past. What's the rationale? When you talk about the past, it's a lie from the moment you said the words. Because the past happened already. What? So that's what the Gemara holds. Shav is worse than Sheker. Shav is like the pits, in vain. The Gemara, the Machlokas and the Gemara, we'll get to both Mandi Yomer. This Mandi Yomer holds, you know what Shav means? Totally useless, pointless, practicless, vain. That's like worse than Sheker. I think even the implication is that it's worse than Sheker. Sheker is, you know, it could be the truth, it could be a lie. Okay, it's a lie. Shav is like, so there's two Mandi Yomer in the Gemara. What exactly is Sheker? What is Shav? We know it's two different lavim, so we have to explain what each one is. So this Mandi Yomer holds, when you talk about the past, it's Shav, and you talk about the future, and you violated it, Sheker. So there's two Chiddushim. So Chiddush number one is the very idea that it's Shav if you talk about the past. But the rationale is, from the moment you said the words, it was a lie from the very moment. There was never any basis to the Shvuah.
No potential.
Yeah. Now, the Chiddush of the other half, it's a big Chiddush. And that's a... You turn the Shvuah into Sheker if you say, I won't eat this. So when you eat it, you made the Shvuah Sheker. You made the Shvuah Sheker when you ate it. And you're violating the law of don't make a Shvuah Sheker. We think don't make a Shvuah Sheker. Here, this Mandi Yomer holds, you know what Sheker is? If you're talking about the past and it's Sheker, so that's Shav. Because it's... But the Chiddush is, you know, we think of Shvuah, here's what I'm not sure. We think of Shvuah like a nether, like, I won't do this. But Shvuah doesn't create an Isser necessarily. You can take a Shvuah that I will eat this. Doesn't create an Isser, but Shvuah and Isser is really not inherently linked. You can make a Shvuah that you will eat something.
But if you do it that way, how does it ever become Sheker? Because you're saying...
Before we get to the Sheker, I'm stepping back. Saying Nether is linked with the idea of Isser. Nether means, I said, this could be Isser on me. Shvuah, when I say Shvuah shalo ochal kikar zeh, saying it would not be true to say that I shvuah is also I'm making an iser. And what happens when you say shvuah she'ochal kikar zeh? You're making a mitzvah. So I think this man the Yomer holds that it's almost maybe I'm. It's like a. You're not saying by neder you're saying it should become awesome. By shvuah, which is this a gavra, you're not saying nothing's becoming awesome. You're making a statement. Shvuah that I won't eat this kikar. It's like a statement. Now it makes sense. You made your statement into a lie when you ate the kikar.
But you are making it. I mean, that statement. That's you're making.
So I'm saying it's almost as if I'm not making an iser. I'm not saying I am now forbidden to eat this kikar. Like neder, you make it forbidden. Shvuah is a statement. Shvuah that it's like a statement of fact. Shvuah that I will eat this kikar. Shvuah that I won't. It's almost as if you're predicting the future. And you turn it into a lie when you do it. And that's the pshat, because that's the pshat shvuah. Because shvuah is, the chefza of shvuah is, I'm saying this is as real as Hashem is real. So what does it have to do with shvuah that I won't eat this kikar? Teretz is, you're saying that that's real. You won't eat this kikar. I will not eat this kikar. And that's as much of a reality as Hashem is, that I won't eat this kikar. And I turn it into sheker when I do eat the kikar. But you see that that's sheker. Otherwise, what do you mean sheker? Sheker would be when you say it, it's a sheker. So you see that even shvuah about the osid is very possibly, it's neder, is a statement of fact. Not the way we think of neder. You are hereby osur. Right? Shvuah is, I am hereby osur to eat the kikar. And then you'd have to say shvuah she'ochal kikar zeh. I am hereby mechuyev to eat the kikar.
Right, but I guess
different concept. The concept is I'm saying something, and I'm saying that is as true as Hashem is. That I won't eat the kikar. That I will eat the kikar. That's as true as Hashem is.
Right, but you're also not the will, but the won't.